Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, and you're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show. Welcome back to part two of our presidential election show. We do have the chat room open now. Time is now 11:32 p.m. on November the 3rd, 2020, the election day. We're all sitting back waiting to see what the outcome is going to be, aren't we? Isn't that amazing? Because as we watch the local media, some are, some may not be, and different networks of their projections, and that's what's interesting. What networks are projecting the winner or the loser? Okay, we already know that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham won in their prospective states. We know that. But what effect is that going to have on the Senate going down the road? Some people say that the Democrats are going to be able to get more seats based on the 4 years that have happened here. Remember that Barack Obama lost a lot of seats, didn't get a lot of support during the midterms. This is not the midterms. This is a time where a lot of, I'm going to say, shit has happened in this year that has probably made some people look at things differently, for lack of a better way of saying it, you know, with the pandemic. And I still can't understand why people think the pandemic is a hoax. How is it a hoax? Explain it to me. How is a virus a hoax worldwide? I don't get that part. I'm going to get into that a little bit more in a moment. But a worldwide virus considered a hoax. I can see something, you know, that happens just in the United States. But this was world freaking wide. People have died. What, are you trying to tell me that every world leader colluded to make this virus a hoax? As more people are dying during this COVID-19 than the normal flu in record numbers. I don't understand that. Can somebody explain that to me? I'd really love to know. I don't claim to know everything. I just ask questions. See what you all say. Trying to reach someone here, if you guys don't mind, just bear with me. Send a message to them. But how is that possible? How is it possible that when people say, well, you know, everything you hear about Corona is going to disappear after the election. Everything you hear about Corona is going to disappear right after the election? Corona has been in every country, damn near, if not all. What is it something about the United, I mean, that what, the United States is, okay, so basically you're telling me that the United States has coordinated this. The president of the United States has coordinated this to do this, that, and the other, along with other countries. So it's false. It doesn't exist. This virus doesn't exist. Now think about it, you guys. Seriously, I mean, think about it. I'm hearing more Trump supporters saying that once the election's over with, you won't hear any more. So that makes me wonder, so what do you think? Donald Trump's going to win, he's going to lose, and if he wins, you won't hear about COVID-19 anymore if he loses, or if he wins, you won't hear about it. I mean, which way is this going? You're saying, flat out, the election, you won't hear about it anymore. I'm really trying to understand what you're trying to tell me. Win or lose, the virus is just not going to be a conversation anymore or a concern anymore, or people are still dying. People say that, well, folks are dying from other things. It's not necessarily corona. Yeah, people do die of a lot of stuff. Folks get hit by cars and car accidents and everything. People die from a bunch of stuff daily. Daily. But when you say that after the election, coronavirus will go away. I don't understand that. Please explain to me what you mean. I really don't understand. I don't know. Hold tight for a minute. There are the line. Yeah, let me go back. I apologize, you guys. So let me also look at the numbers that are coming up as far as and again, I apologize. I'm pulling up stuff as I speak with you. Trying to see what are the numbers coming up. Oh, here we go. Okay, I got it. Because now I'm really waiting for midnight. I already am. See what happens at midnight. Is the president really going to try to call this race? Actually say it's over with? Before the West Coast numbers are actually brought in, you know, we all know that, you know, there's time zone. And we know the East, the Midwest, or Mountain Time, or Central Time, we know West Coast time, Pacific Standard Time. We know all the terms. But when you're talking about a political race, you can't just cut shit off when you feel like it. You just can't do it. But some people try things. They definitely do. And so this is the reason why we decided to go ahead and do this special show as we watch and monitor what's going on in different states. And to be honest, me personally, I was not surprised to see Mitch McConnell win another term. I'm not. Hell, if you look at history and look at certain senators, you know, Senator, I think they changed the law of where they can only do, like, what, 6 terms? I don't know what number Mitch is on, but did you know that Strong, I think his first name was James, his middle name was Strong, Strom Thurmond served as a senator for 48 years. Think about it. That man was, what, 100 and something? 48 years? You're the senator. He had time just like a Supreme Court justice. It was like life, you know, for life. Damn near for life, that man served. One of the biggest races. Ain't that amazing? And there's more to his story. Because his oldest child, a young woman, is half black. Kind of wonder about Carolina. Come on, y'all. Come on. If you're white and you don't like Black Lives Matter, but then if you look at the history of individuals like a Strom Thurmond, you gotta kind of like look at your history too of what your heroes did. You agree with it or disagree? I don't know. Strom Thurmond, his firstborn, and he was very much into segregation. But his firstborn, he wasn't married. He impregnated a 16-year-old black woman when he was 22. I'm just saying, you know, think about it. I'm just saying, think about it. Why am I getting a call from my own call-in number? I don't know. Okay, I don't know what the hell just happened, but that's funny. My own number called me back in, or better yet, it called me. Yeah. I don't know why, but it called me, my own number. The host called me. But anyway, we're back online, and we have Janet Davis with us. We are into part two of our special show regarding the election. But, Janet, as I was saying, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm just looking at where, when you look at the fact that I brought a Strom Thurmond. You remember him, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you know once they changed it, but he had served 48 years as a senator.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No. I don't recall.
Look him up. I believe his first name was James. Middle name was Strom, Strom Thurmond. He served 48 years as a senator in, I believe it was South Carolina, North, South, whatever. But it was one of the Carolinas. But his oldest child is through having a sexual relationship with, at the time he was 22, was a 16-year-old house servant. A lot of people don't think about that. We know the story about Jefferson, but we don't think about recent history. Strom Thurmond, who was definitely a racist. His oldest child now. I bring that up because it's just amazing to me to look at all these people who are so racist against blacks, but the people that you want to, you know, honor and this, that, and the other, do you do your research on, you know, they were involved in black folks in ways that you sure as hell wouldn't be, right? I'm just saying them.
Right.
They wouldn't be trying to sleep with a black person. At least I don't think so. So back then, but still again, they're going to say, well, black folks, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, according to article, and if you look it up, and I really want everybody who's a listener to what we're doing right now, and I bring this up for a reason. I bring it up for the fact that when you look at a Mitch McConnell, who is the senator over, you know, the whole Senate, he's the main guy. And look at the state that he oversees, Kentucky. One of the poorest states in the nation. How the hell? I'm just trying to understand how the hell you can be the majority senator in the Senate and you have one of the poorest states.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I'm just thinking about the ignorance of people. I mean, don't that sound stupid? You would think the person who talks to everybody that's in the Senate, which the Republicans run, have been running for, what, 6 years now, okay? Now, he would probably have one of the best states. Poorest, but the least poorest. Somewhere in between there, you know what I'm saying? He's got pretty much the poorest state, if not.
Mm-hmm.
The man is making money, and for you all that are listening, I mean, just look at the income these cats got. Lindsey Graham, another one. Both of them won their seats back. They're going to keep their positions. But still, again, you're poor. Still, again, your jobs. What is the job market in Kentucky right now? I mean, how many businesses have shut down there?
Right.
And I'm looking at these cats winning their seats again, and these people are still poor. I don't get it. Are you voting for prosperity or for, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? I think what I'm looking for is not prosperity, but segregation. Maybe that's it. No, maybe not. Another thing I can look for. Racism. Nah, it's not that. Maybe a little bit, but not that much. I mean, but what is it? All these years, while these individuals have been running it, and if you knew how to look at what these individuals who run it, how much money they make of you staying poor, would that change your thoughts? Obviously not. But hey, this is America, right? Crazy. So as we get down to, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Now, be fair enough. I know some black Republicans who have shows and say, well, the black community continues to put in black people who are not doing things in their communities. They say, like, in California, you know, the senators there and all that don't do nothing to help those communities either. Okay? They may be right. So that's the ignorance on both sides to me.
Right.
If you keep voting for the wrong person, you're going to get the same result.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're black or white, you're going to still get the same result. You can't keep voting for a white guy to keep a black guy out and stay poor. You can't keep voting for a black person out or a black man, to keep a white guy out and he's not doing nothing for your community and stay poor and complain about it. That goes for both sides, to be honest, to a racial issue in my mind. Because I'm looking at these individuals who, which I mentioned, Graham and McConnell, have been there all these years. And the one has one of the poorest states in the union. And that was McConnell. And that man makes a ton of money based on your tax dollars. Thanks to your tax dollars, he invests. Man, it's worth millions. Many of them are worth millions. But you can't even get a stimulus check to pay for your rent on the apartment that you're behind on. You understand? It just boggles the mind. All right, so it's 11:54. We have about another 36 minutes left, and we're doing a part two because I really want to see what will happen when midnight comes, which is 6 minutes away. According to the president, he looks at calling the election. I'm really curious. Is he really going to do that? Is he really going to come on or tweet or whatever and say it's over with? Can he do that? I doubt it. Just to have the nerves to tell the American public the election's over with. Now, here's the key thing. If you call the election as the president of the United States, keep in mind there's a lot of races that are going on. The Senate, House, this and that. Do those votes in also and be stagnant? You follow me, Janet?
Yeah.
I mean, if he says that's it, no more votes. So let's say, for instance, a Republican is almost there to win. He might only need a certain percentage of votes, but the president steps up and says, "That's it. You got to cut off every vote, don't you?" Not just the presidential. You can't just say just the presidential. You got to say everything because you vote on one ballot of everything. Correct?
Correct.
So, if he's serious about this, that tells you something. He's like, hell, if I'm leading, damn you all.
That's it.
That's basically the same. The hell with you other Republicans. Remember, he had threatened 4 years ago that if the Republican Party did not back him, he will go independent. He said that. So I'm really curious. I'm really curious. What's your thoughts about that one?
Well, what's my thoughts about what?
About if he were to honestly you know, he made the comment that he would at midnight say he would declare, if he's leading, he would declare himself the president. Or I think maybe even if he was losing, you know, based on the popular vote or whatever, you know, he really didn't make it clear. But if he was going to step out at midnight, that's what he said, to declare in his own thing. What do you think about that comment? And that if that was the case, you know, look at the fact that the elections is not just based on the presidency. It's based on the Senate, the House, you know, all kinds of offices are up grabs. So for him to say, that's it, you have to cut off all the votes. You can't just cut off the presidency. You have to cut off every vote.
Trump is so used to having his way, you know, and everybody's always in lockstep. They probably would, you know, try to let him get away with it. But I think the backlash from the people of the United States will, I think it's going to be horrendous when it comes to people votes not being counted, you know, because you never know who really wins until that, you know, they go by the Electoral College, but you really don't know who wins, as far as I'm concerned, until all the votes are in. I know if it's way out there and the other person has no choice of catching up, I could see them calling it, but if they're close, there's no way. I don't think he could get away with it. I know he has gotten away with everything else.
It's like I said, if we all remember history, I mentioned it in part one of our show. And by the way, for you guys who are listening, this is really a part two. There was an issue with the timing of folks, really of one show. So we came back with the second one. It is available on Facebook. If you're listening on Facebook, that's why you get into sections of it. The system just kind of like made its own mind up. Today has been an interesting day because I'll tell you, I talked to a friend of mine who's an Uber driver and a friend of mine who catches Uber. I even caught Uber today. And you know what's so funny? I called. And what was crazy was that, now here's the thing, what was crazy was that the phone shows you where that person is who answers your request, right? And they were 7 minutes away. I could see exactly where they're at. And they were en route, you know, the little car on the screen shows that they're coming. And all of a sudden it stopped. So they were 7 minutes away. So I'm like, okay. They might be at a stoplight or whatever. I'm standing there, and I look back at the phone. They're still there, still 7 minutes. I'm like, oh, what the hell's going on? I'm thinking maybe something's wrong with the app. Possibility. So I sit back, wait, look back again, still 7 minutes. I'm like, damn, you just around the corner. All of a sudden, the screen changed, and it forwarded me to another driver. They were 17 minutes away. So that's 10 minutes more time, right? I'm like, what the hell happened here?
Wow.
It's the truth. It's the honest to God's truth. In fact, my phone keeps track of any time I use an Uber. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm trying to get home, you know, because my car ain't running, you know, it ain't been running for a long time. I got to get that fixed, which is going to cause me an arm and leg. But anyway, long story short, trying to make it. But so I'm looking, I'm like, okay, 17 minutes. Maybe I can make it to what I have to do. Go by the store, this, that, and the other. Get home, do the show. I go over to another app. I go back over to Uber. Still 17 minutes. This car ain't moved on the map. I'm like, what the hell? So I sent a text message. I said, sir, are you en route? They don't respond. Okay, I'm on it. Next time I look, it says 18 minutes. I kind of wonder, to be honest, to be really honest, and I know this may be crazy to say, but I really have to think about it. You know what they say? You know what they say? People crying, right? So, I'm just thinking. I'm like, you know, this is election day, and some folks probably be like, well, that person's trying to get to a polling place. Okay, that might be the case, and maybe not. But I had never known that to happen. So guess what? I get another caller, another driver, and they come and I told them what happened. Same story I told you. He said, you know, that's so funny. A friend of mine just said they went through the same damn thing. Earlier in the day, they tried to get a Uber. They use Uber and Lyft, and the drivers would respond, and then they could look at the screen and see they ain't moved a damn inch. Because, see, when you have those apps, you can see when they're en route, right, coming to your location. You can see where they're, you know, it'll tell you. It'll say completing a trip, right? And you actually see their car. You know, I don't mean their actual car, but you know what I'm saying, the avatar type thing on the screen. And you see where they're coming down the road and stuff. You know, the day they had where the cars had this American flag on it type look. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's cute. But then when they just sit there, why respond to the call and not answer it or not be en route? Now, what would you think? Would you think that was intentional because it happened twice? And then this other driver said, yeah, she knew somebody else who said they went through that same thing.
I feel it would be intentional. You know, it's too much of a coincidence for it to happen
on this particular day. And then keep in mind, Uber, Lyft, and many other driving companies were giving discounts to polling places and stuff like that. They were giving major cuts. And maybe the drivers, some of them, not all, were like, I ain't driving around town to take somebody to a polling place and get paid less money. Because you have to look at the percentage that Uber and Lyft and all those companies get off of those trips. They get, I think, don't quote me, but I think they get like 60% of it. I think. I have to double check that, but I think they get about 60% of the fare. Now, it depends on how far the trip might be. I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I just said, of the fare, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And the other 40 goes to the company?
No, 60% goes to the company, 40%
got it.
Right. The driver only gets 40. Now, you think about, depending on how far that trip is, you know, if it's just around the corner, that's not much. You know, that driver is making. Drivers really do like, you know, those airport trips from the airport all the way to, like, where, you know, like Cobb County or whatever. Yeah, those longer trips. But those little short runs, they don't really like, from my understanding. And what I really wanted to do, well, I don't really want to say it on the air, but, well why not? I'd like to have some of the drivers as a guest and share a little bit. They don't have to say their names or whatever. It really don't matter. But some say that it's very good. you know, working for an Uber or a Lyft. Some say, I ain't made a damn dime. You know. And it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny where some are good at it. Some are making profit in it. They enjoy it. And then there's some that complain about it. Be like, it ain't the greatest thing, but I'm just barely getting by with it, you know. Well, what is the problem, you know? Because it's everywhere now, you know. Are you just a bad driver or getting bad ratings? I don't know. I do know for a fact it tickles me when I get in one, the young folks just feel like I want to hear some cussing music. So that tickles me, you know. But anyway, let's get back to the politics. We're going to take a look again at the board. I'm going back to the computer here to see, because now it's 12:08 p.m., or better yet, I should say a.m. Haven't heard nothing from the president yet. Now, Janet, you said that he was considering calling this race. Not just you, other folks have said the same thing, that he said that. So that shows that there's more lies going on even at this point, right? After all
I said he considered calling this race.
I think you said that you heard him saying that he was going to.
You told me that.
I told you. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's 12:09. We haven't heard from President Trump yet. So, what's your thoughts as far as? You think that it's going to be a really drawn out thing is what I'm saying, that where, you know, the numbers are still coming in. He made this comment.
I feel like we need to count all the votes, you know, in order, because it's too much riding on this election to try and call something too soon. If 100% is in, or 95%, I could see it, because, you know, them going on and calling it. But if it's like 70, not if the spread is still close between the two candidates. Let the people's votes be counted, you know. It's not fair to trying, you know, because he already said he was taking it to the courts and all this other stuff, and you know, so much money has been put into this election, this campaigning, to try and get the people to switch parties or do whatever to try and get this guy out of office, because I really don't think. We can go another year, you know. Our lives have been held hostage for almost 4 years. Because as far as the news, TV, internet, Facebook, Twitter, it's all Trump, 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 Trump. You can't even Google something without him popping up.
Right.
It's time to get back to normal.
You know what? Yeah, you're on point. I'm just really waiting to see what happens. I know something's going to happen during the night. We all know that. Something's going to happen as these numbers keep rolling in and rolling in.
Well, he's quiet as long as he thinks he's winning. But the minute it looks like it's going Biden's way completely, then you're going to hear it stink, you know? Right now, he's being quiet because it's too early.
Yeah, it is early. That's true. It's still early. And that's the thing that is really because of the fact that you got to look at, as I said, you know, once you get past the Midwest, the West Coast is pretty much all Democratic. There's no doubt. And then you got to look at where Texas, you know, the Southwest. I think that's something that they're really concerned about. You know, the Republican Party, how that's going to work out. Southwest is almost, what do they call, like a purple look? You know, it's in between. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Republican, a little bit of Democrat, more so this time than in the past. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how those states come about.
Yeah, because, you know, Biden is still taking some of the West, the Midwest states. You know, I was just looking where they said Nebraska, Biden is 50, wait a minute, 54.3, 48.9. That's close, but Biden's ahead with Virginia. You know, I mean, he's still winning some states. It's not like Trump has a sweep.
Interesting point.
I mean, I'm looking at the map. And so far, Biden has 206 and Trump has 136 electoral college.
So it's 206 to 100 and
yeah.
What?
136.
Yeah, we're definitely looking at.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
no, it's 205 to 136.
Okay. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So, like folks are still coming in on electoral college. They still got Texas, Nevada, different places that they still have to call. So, we'll see.
Yeah, certainly. I tell you what, I'm going to get myself a glass of water real quick. I'm just going to throw in a music drop real quick, and we'll come back. We have 15 more minutes to go on the show to see if President Trump steps forward to the mic and says anything in 15 minutes while we're doing our show. But I would like for you guys to, for the ones that are listening in the chat room and on the network, I'd like for you guys to make sure you tune into the TMGS is coming Saturday because we're going to follow up on this. We're just doing a special edition of election night here in America. And like I said, it is so amazing how when people say once the elections are over with in America, the coronavirus will go away. Don't understand that one, but we'll find out soon. You're listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, the TMGN. And going to take a quick 4-minute music break. We'll be right back, and we're going to finish the show the last 15 minutes. Welcome back to the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on our special edition of Election Night. Came up
Who
this idea.
And
by the way, that was Jesse Johnson, former member of The Time. And yeah, that song is called Free World. I like that song because, you know, as you said, it's a free world and it's mine. And you listen to the lyrics, it's really interesting. But that's Jesse Johnson with Free World. Check it out. He's got a lot of great tracks. Great guy. Love to have him on the show, Janet. I really would love to reach out to him and have him on the show now that I think about it. I'm not saying it's possible for sure, but nothing's impossible nowadays. But interesting song. But okay, so the time is now 12:21. And this is November the 4th, 2020, and we are in the next day of the presidential election. And so far, we haven't heard anything from any of the candidates yet regarding the election. It's another day. Haven't heard anything from President Trump or Vice President Biden yet. So I'm going to go ahead and take a look here. Of course, they're saying that, you know, the race of 2070 is down to a handful of key states. Now, here's something I definitely want to touch on. Janet, I know you saw this where Wall Street, according to an article that I read, is banking on that Trump will win. Did you read that? I'm sorry, Biden will win. And mm-hmm. So they have more confidence. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I saw that. You know, and so far, as long as he stays ahead in the Electoral College, our chances are, you know, more greater. Yes, I did hear that.
Okay, so I'm going
you
over.
Know, I'm on
there.
Facebook. Looking at, they had a special thing on Facebook for the election, you know, the voting information center, and it's given up-to-date blow-by-blow changes, you know, talking about the Senate projections, the House of Representatives, you know, which is a good thing for Facebook. I didn't know that they did something like this. Maybe this is the first time. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to pull up right now. Excuse me. As I'm speaking with you, I'm trying to pull up the most recent information coming back as far as the Senate races. To me, I think the House is going to stay the House.
Well, right now, the House is 140 for the Democrats and 153 for the Republicans so far. And they said the majority has to have a 218 seat in order to be the majority. They have to hold that many seats. And for the Senate,
So let me ask you this, though. So you're saying the House is how much?
140 so far.
140
and
for the
Democrats and 153 for the Republicans.
So Republicans are winning in the House.
No
okay.
one has lost any seats yet. It's that.
Okay.
It shows no one has lost any seats. You have to have a 218 seat for the majority. But, the you know, numbers are still coming in. And they're saying
mm-hmm.
for the Senate projection, the Democrats they got is 44, and for the Republicans it's 44. So it's like a tie. And it's a 51 seat for a majority. We all know that. So, and this is up to the minute, 12:18.
Okay. So what I was trying to find was, hold on. I was trying to find some other information here. Excuse me. The latest on the presidential. I'm looking at CNN's projection. Let's put our college tallies. Okay, so no seats have been lost so far, right?
Right. If you pull up Facebook, you'll see the same thing. As soon as you log in, it shows up.
Okay. So as we move across the map here right now, as you said, Biden is holding right now 205, where Trump is at 136.
Yes.
Now, really, I'm looking at a lot of the southern states. Let's see, are reporting, of course, first, and so the projections are like where, of course, that's going to go into Trump's favor. But again, I say that when you keep moving west, that's Democratic country. Am I right?
Well, you mean California, Washington, and Oregon? Because you're looking at the middle from the east, west, the regular west, over all the way over to the west coast. The middle is mostly just right now lit up red,
right.
Except for Illinois.
Exactly. Yeah, right, exactly. And that was the point I was going to get to, is that where you know those Midwestern states are red, you know. So that's really the issue at that point. Now, I think that the key states were Georgia, Florida, Trump already got. Georgia, he got. Pennsylvania is really the one that has the most delegates, I think. One of the most, if not
the most. Called that. But according to this map, Georgia and Florida is not even colored in yet to say who it is, or North Carolina, you know. So we still have, you know, Montana, Nevada, Arizona, Texas, Minnesota.
Yeah, right. Those aren't colored in yet, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so we're down to 90 seconds on the show. We're not going to do a part three, but hey, you guys, if you're listening in, this is a race. This is a presidential race like no other. We've done two hours talking about it. We're going to definitely recap this coming Saturday on the TMGS. Janet, thank you very much. Thank you, Time and Ship, for the first part of the show. We're down to 60 seconds. I got to go. And we'll see what happens. We might start doing more of these special editions of the TMGS in the future. Thank you, Janet, very much. I appreciate you. All right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Got to go. Keep track of it. Make sure. Glad that everyone voted. Hopefully everyone did. And we'll talk to you this coming Saturday on The Michael Gay Show. Love you guys. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your week. Peace and praise.